Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
So much to say this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Faithful is the Lord that we're serving. Oh, you see, my sister, I am dancing, for there's a presence of the Lord in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you are worthy, you know, Sister Yanda. Oh, last week, the Lord said, I went through this where God sent me to His church. And, oh, wow, I can just say that I understood afterwards why many people turn around. And yet the Lord, oh, He's faithful. And for the past, I say month or 2 months, the Lord has been speaking to me in the book of Joshua. Now verse 8, it's my, I think last night I prayed and I said, Lord, grant me the grace that your word be, oh my Jesus. And from verse 7 until 9 last night, I keep, oh Jesus. And this morning He confirmed it, because you know, yes, I was thinking, dear Lord, I have to go back to church today. Yes, I attended the things, prayer stuff last week, but it wasn't the same. You know, we have to keep our heads up. And this morning, oh my God, the Lord that we serve is faithful. Hallelujah! Jesus.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Ah, ivukile ingonyama ya Juda. Ah, bayete. Usisiphindile ukukhuluma ya. I'm so excited. Vukile, this is the resurrection day. All the pains, landa khasa, konkubhlungu. Ah, it is gone, Father. We thank you, Father God. Siyabonga baba, siyabonga ekuseni. Siyabonga zulu yefuna bemfihlakala. Siyabonga libo lethu. Siyabonga baba. Waba umnikelo wena wavuma Nkosi. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Siyabonga. Thema uvuka. Wathi ningamthinti. Thole ingilosi abo mezi bathole ingilosi hlehle. In the name of Jesus, siyabonga baba. Rendeke sikanda, rindaka sikarika basiyanda. Sindeke zeke nderia kabakasaya. Sikabakaya, rikaya, ria kabakasaya. Siyabonga. Kuthi konke. And go to Satan and Satan bring back the keys. Zonke ikios tatile. Uyazibuyisa. In the name of Jesus. Ikhiye ze healing. Izikhiye zonke. Siyabuya namhlanje. Siyabonga ke Nkosi Jesu. Have a blessed day, sis. Ngiyabonga.
Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus this morning, Bazalwane uThixo. In fact, umoya kaThixo uyakhweleta. Ukhweletela abalindi, Bazalwane. Abalindi abazawuhlala, balinde in the presence of the Lord, declaring the word of the Lord to the people of Israel this morning, the chosen people of the Lord, declaring the word of the Lord to the earth and the world all around it. Ingaba namhlanje eyakho imeko noThixo imephi namntasekhaya, ingaba namhlanje right here this morning owakho uThixo uyakwazi na ukuthi xa ibiza ebuza uba ngubani, whom shall I send? Will your hand be raised up this morning? In fact, maybe you want to raise your hand, but perhaps you recognize this morning that actually you don't even have a relationship with this God. Siyathetha ngalo Thixo, but awukakazani nalo Thixo namhlanje. Nansi ke mntasekhaya into ozawuyenza wena. Njebe thina sesidumisa in the presence of the Lord, uzawuphakamisa izandla zakho, uvula umlomo wakho, uthethe umxelele uba Nkosi yamakhosi, nali ilizwi lakho lindihlaba, nali ilizwi lakho lityabeka ubungcwele nobungcwalisa nobulungisa empilweni yam, nali ilizwi lakho lihlaba isono sam ekuseni, nali ilizwi lakho Thixo wethu lindityhutyhatyhutya, lindilungisa, lindihlanza ngaphakathi, nali ilizwi lakho lindikhumbuza Thixo ukuba andikwazi ungena kubudlelwane nasebukhoneni bakho unless I come through the gate of Jesus Christ. Nali ilizwi lakho Thixo wethu lindifundisa uba uYesu Kristu yimbangi nomphelelisi wokholo lwam, or he is the firstborn of all who believe, he is the author of my salvation. Right now as we speak, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, he is mediating a covenant for you and I, he continues to do the work of the high priest, he continues basalwane to intercede, he continues to say bawo ungayithobi ingqumbo yakho, he continues to say not now Lord, he continues to say not now Lord. Even when the time of God's wrath has come and he releases his wrath, Jesus Christ continues to say, Lord, look at my hands, Lord, hear the sound of the voice of my blood on your behalf this morning. Ukuba nguwe lowo mntasekhaya amazwi azawuphuma kuwe, ngoba nguwe umntu ozawukwenza isinqophiso nesivumelwano noThixo wakho. Akunqophisi mna mntasekhaya, kunqophisa wena noThixo wakho. Vula umlomo wakho, the spirit that of the Lord that is already in you, that will be activated in salvation, will give you the direction this morning. Sisathi thina ngabanye, are you ready na? Uthu Thixo ndifuna balindi who are going to wait. Hey bazalwane, you know, to be a gatekeeper, let me tell you, to be a watchman, uhlale at the city gate. Little as we look at Thixo, the creatures that Ezekiel saw, they were led by the Spirit to move wherever the Spirit sent them. Babenga nunga nungi be pitize. Ayayayaya. Babenga nunga nungi be pitize. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord sent them, they went. Bazalwane, uThixo ufuna balindi. Abaza ukwazi ukuthi but uYesu Christ died. Why are you crying, Mary? But who Jesus Christ died, why is there so much bloodshed? But who Jesus Christ died, why are we in lack? But who Jesus Christ died, can you see the army coming from the north? But who Jesus Christ died, can you please just nikome bantu bagatiko with the helmet of salvation on your head, the breastplate of righteousness on your chest cavity? Can you raise up the spear of the word of God, the spear with the shield of faith this morning? Can you raise up the spear, which is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit? Can you buckle up the belt around your waist, the truth of God's word, so that when the time of battle comes, you shall be complete and lacking nothing? Are you ready now? Oh, Jesus.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy, so join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
As you pray, Mdasekhaya, we are standing in agreement with you. Unqophisana noThixo wakho. And for the rest of us, maske simnqule lo Thixo. Sithi bawo, we are ready for Jerusalem. 012-334-1322 this morning, Radio Pulpit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tata Kseni. Kuyaphileka, Tata?
Hey, sisayanda. Indaba ye faith, abantu sebelizile izimo likaNkulunkulu. Indaba yami iku Luke chapter 23 verse 27.
Amen, Tata. Luke chapter 23 verse 27.
Nagu First Kings. Yeah, it's only one verse in the Old Testament. La go First Kings. First Kings 18:21. La go Luke 23:27. Utu Jesu. And many people followed him.
Come on, Dad.
They were weeping behind him when he was led to go to. He was carrying his cross. And women were crying, bemlandela. But he told them, he said,
Don't weep. Come on, Dad.
Don't weep. Weep for your children, and for yourselves and for your children. But in the Bible, lago Elijah. To Elijah, when will you stand between the two opinions?
Come on, Dad. Come on.
If the Lord be God, follow him. If Paul, then follow him. The emphasis is there. And they answered him not a word. You see, what I've noticed, especially this time, people are talking about the seven words on the cross. They are mocking God. But they don't go to the Bible but I need the Messiah for a mass. I claim but is a way and is selling. I've been driving to a location who buy a pose of that. Women's a young killer. And I was trying to get through to Irregular Pulpit in a WhatsApp. Now I sent message with a book on a viral video which went. Right around the you know, about in Brazil when Christ was mocked, and they exalt the devil, and when God started to you know with his with the fury of his send that whole Brazil upside down, you know. I don't know whether you saw that one.
No, unkindly, uba ungasithumelela tata uyithumelele mna specifically. And if it's got sound, I'll be able to play it for abazalwane this morning. That would be wonderful.
Kuyithi number yami it's 071-9000-301.
Ayilula tata kuthenda into ngisoloko ndiyilibala. Okay, no ndiyifumene. Okay, difumene data. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So then abazalwana abaningi because but I will send it to you because they were mocking God, they were mocking Jesus. And God turned around and when they got into Esimanga Begamba, there was a flood. It took place in Brazil, and God really, really was furious against the nation. They were mocking God. I will send it to you, Sisala. I used to do things. Yeah.
Don't worry, you're doing very well. Kwalen ba uno WhatsApp tata. It's wonderful. Kwalen ba uno WhatsApp. I'm going to drop you a message right now, tata. Yeah. Tata Lord, you know what you're saying is so serious because hey, kuna something eboilayo and ibandla lilele kutheni sinje tata kutheni yazi ndiyazibuza Lord why ndilele why
but in the word that in the last days you know there will be lukewarmness that will you know I was wondering when I studied the word you know ukuthi iyo kwenzeka kanjani yonke lento but it's happening.
Hmm.
And the people, when we talk about God, Bakjelang is young and all those things, you know. And what you are doing, just keep on preaching the word. You've done your good. The word of God says in Ezekiel, if you don't tell them their blood, once you've told them and they ignore it, Ika's love is my kind of one.
Yo, tata, kiyavakala this morning. Honestly, kiyavakala. And thank you so much for sensitizing the church because we have gotten so used, you know, to the event of Easter. And I feel like we're moving further and further away from the reality of Easter, you know, of Passover, rather. You know, ukufa nokuvuka ka Yesu Kristu. The Lord must help us, indeed.
Siyabulela kakhulu. They are mocking God.
It is mocking God,
dada. Amazwa has become a joke already.
I have ibuhlungu inhliziyo yami because ngabantu bami ke tata uLotha buthetha ngabo.
Hey, I know. My mother was also one of the Lord of the party. You love the Lord. Now, today we're here.
Amen.
We're here because my mom was also a Methodist.
Amen. No, I hear you.
Love the Lord. And when I started to preach the gospel, there was a time when she pulled me down.
You know
where she is. One day I'll see her. No.
Hallelujah, Dad. Hallelujah.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Would you,
Elijah, how long will you
waver between two opinions, Dad?
If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. Now the thing is they answered him not a word. Because they are so caught up with this religion. Instead of a relationship with God, God is looking for hearts that will serve him, you know. Unkulunkulu, David, Maitela, umfana wakho Solomon, uthe thou Solomon, my son, know the God of your father, serve him with a perfect heart and a winning mind. For the Lord searches all our hearts. If you seek him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
Come on, Dada. Come on. Hallelujah. Hi, no, kuyavakala namhlanje. Hallelujah, Dad.
Yes, Sayanda. Yiyo lento ebisebenzini yami. Thank you, Lord. Ukuthi ngikwazile ukuthi ngingene.
Amen. No, the Lord bless you so much, Dadam. Siyabulela kakhulu, Dadu Lord, this morning, bazalwane. Yeah, ndicela nje, let's just take a minute, you know, and acknowledge the fact that our God is consistent. The Lord is consistent with us. And he's also very patient with us this morning. You know, Tipuya Teta Bazalwane, and Anamandim Vandodwa na, kunempi bantu basekhaya. Let me just say it. Iyeza man. Ndiyayiva. It's like, you know, when something is boiling under. You know, kukho this geography lesson that we did in primary school where they teach us, I think it's a lava, with the beginning of a volcano. Kuqala kubile phansi komhlaba. That is where we are at, bantu. But I don't know what shape or form it is going to take, but it's going to need mna nawe basihlale kuThixo singathethi ngayo. Thathu lot uthetha ngamazi asixhenxe. Oh bo mama bam, ibhaki ayisusenze lanto kuYesu Kristu yedwa osindiswayo namhlanje. So Father, we want to acknowledge that you are speaking to us. Father, really we want to acknowledge besathi siya jiva, you know, siya dumisa, but actually it is good for us to stop and ask ourselves, sise kuwe bawo, sisa, are we still pleasing before you? Are we still a sweet smelling aroma before you this morning? Oh my God. This morning, khawusincede Thixo wethu lungisa omnye nomnye babo. Ungavumi Thixo wethu sohlukane namhlanje. Ungakhanga ulungise uzuza abantu bakho. We are asking you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Masiqhube bazalwane simdumise uThixo this morning. 28 after 6 is your time. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Sifaya.
Good morning, Tata Mixin. Yo!
Are you ready?
Hey!
For the extraordinary life.
Come on.
That God has given to us. Because we are no more ordinary people.
Amen, Dad.
We are made extraordinary by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This Ayana Nyamuzu Tatuloti. As a kuluma. Impela.
Sho. Yeah.
Ayanda. Angege. Usalengi shongit. Angege wenze I fake. Yetola. Ufunu wisebenzi se South Africa.
Ay, come on, Isatata. Hallelujah. It's powerful.
Sho. Uma wenze fake South Africa. Wenze fake 100 rand.
Not a dollar.
Not a dollar. Usatane angeke asebenzise ama-tavern.
Ukubiza
kwenza umsebenzi wakhe.
Come on, Dad.
Uzosebenzisa amabandla. Ngobe ufanele uze ngento ebanayo. Abese sowushintsha leqiniso. Sisanda ngihlale ngisho ngithi iqiniso amanga akusiyo opposite yeqiniso.
Ha!
Amanga iqiniso elidivertile.
Hayi bo tata. Yho, samandla.
Abantu emabandleni, abafundisi bethu emabandleni bakhuluma iqiniso elidivertile. Lokho sokungamanga. Akusasili iqiniso.
Sho.
Kepha endlebeni zethu zizwakala njengeqiniso. Yile nto ekhulunywa uTata Lothi. Sayanda, ngizocela ungifundele uJohn 1, verse 12 to 13.
Tata. Yeah, no, yazindoni, yeah, kuyavakala. UJohn chapter 1, Tata, this morning, verse 12 to 13. Lifundeka kanje bazalwane. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Sisayanda ku King James lithi asizazalwanga ngegazi. Sesizelwe ngomoya. Okuchaza ukuthi we are no more ordinary. Akusafanelanga sizithathe ordinary.
Hayi bo tata.
Asasibo labantu abahlaselwa yizifo zibanqobe. Asisanqothwa ngilutho ngobe impilo yethu ayisadependanga egazini. Impilo yethu idiphende kumoya ngobe asisa ukuzalwa kwethu kokuqala kwakukwegazi. Kepha manje sesizelwe ngokukamoya.
Sure.
Impilo yethu seyidiphenda kumoya oyingcwele. Ayisadiphende egazini. Sisayanda uJesu wethu wahlatshwa ohlangothini. Wagobhoza lonke igazi namanzi. Wavuka anjalo anganalo lelo gazi. Lalawo manje.
And 1 John 4, verse 17, uthi, as he is, I as he was, as he is, so are you.
Sure.
Njengoba anjalo manje, hayi njengoba wayenjalo.
Wayenjalo ta.
Njengoba anjalo manje, nani ninjalo. Kona manje uJesu wethu wahamba anganaki igazi. Dalgophoze lonke. Impilo yethu extraordinary thina. Kepha sihlushwa izinto okungafanelanga zisihluphe.
Zisihluphe tata. Hey,
sikatazwa ukuthi kuthiwa eSouth Africa kunendlala, kuthiwa eSouth Africa izinto ziyadura, akusinkinga yethu leyo.
Ngoba silapha kodwa asingoba lapha.
Yebo, and thina si extraordinary. Abazalwane babezivalele ezindlini ngesikhathi seCovid. Abazalwane basaba iCovid.
Bakho
impilo yabo ayidependi egazini, idependa kumoya engcwele.
Oh, hamba nathi kahle tata namhlanje kuseni. Kusukuthi tata unkosi, if mna ayanda ndisahlaselwa zizinto zalapha emhlabeni, it means impilo yami lapha emhlabeni. It means injalo tata, beka lokho, that's what I'm saying. It means kaloku jonga, let me make an example. Imoto ehamba endleleni, uyaqonda, idibana nezinto ezihamba endleleni. I-aeroplane ehamba emoyeni idila nezinto ezihamba emoyeni. I-aeroplane soze uyibone ixakene ne-robot because ayahambi phansi i-aeroplane. Imoto soze uyibone ixakene ne-aviation rules and laws and whatever esibhakabhabhi because ayibhabhi.
Yebo.
Ndikuva kahle mina.
Manje thina sihamba phezulu kepha sicakene ne traffic.
Lendi choyo ba irobots xa singasebenzi zibetha kuthi enyameni. Yo tata yini
tsi?
Yo lumnandi uswazi likabawo ngeke. Yo. Wow.
Asiyeke nokuba ordinary. Ku Psalms 82 verse 6 uthi ngiyitheni ngabo uNkulunkulu abanqane.
Ah, sons of the living God.
Abantu kazane ngenxa yokuswela ulwazi. Akufithi nakuphela kufa ngisho izingane zethu, kufa ngisho izinto zethu ngenxa yokuswela ulwazi. Kufa ngisho izwe esihleli kulo, kufa ngisho i-section esihlala kuyo, kugwele izangoma, kugwele ama-tavern, ku-section esihlala kuyo, kepha sikhona lapho thina. Abantu aba-extraordinary, abantu abanamandla kaNkulunkulu, abantwana bathwasa left, right and center ku-section yami, ngihleli ngikhona lapho.
Sikhona ta. Yho, tata unkosi ngeke namhlanje.
Enzani namandla lakini?
Yho.
Asebenzani namandla lakini? Ungipheleni uNkulunkulu lamandla, ungipheleni le authority. Anginayo authority phezu kwale ngane yase next door yethu asithi. Anginayo authority phezu kwale yathavene ebulala abantu abethu.
Yo, yo, yo.
Sayanda, ngiyabonga.
Ha!
Angivulela abanye.
Hayi, 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 tata nokuvakele, siyambulela ubawo. Yo, bazalwane, I have no words. Father, we just really, Lord, I'm just overwhelmed this morning. I am personally overwhelmed, convicted, Thixo wethu, that you can love us so much. Father, thank you for cutting off the religious spirit that wants us, Lord God, to want to join ipati, Thixo wethu yelizwe, that are celebrating a Jesus they do not love, a Jesus they do not honor, a Jesus that they do not acknowledge or receive as their Lord and Savior. Thank you this morning for waking us up from the slumber, Thixo wethu, of thinking the right when actually as correct. The reality of the matter is that a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce bad fruit. Father, we thank you this morning that Lily Zubuke walithetha nathi last week, Thixo wethu olungileyo. Besingakuva ba uba uthini, but namhlanje siyakuva somandla. We cannot be these massive aeroplanes that are wanting, that in fact are insisting on filling up the highways. Thixo wethu and the byways. Oh, help us to hold our position together with Christ in heavenly places. Sincede bawo. Siyakuva namhlanje Thixo wethu ungayeke uthetha nathi siyacenga mzali wethu in Jesus mighty name. Oh bazalwane. Oh bazalwane. Oh ubawo namhlanje yini somandla. Yeah, no, say bulele intsindiso this morning. And if that is you this morning who has just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, ungabsa gunqa mntasekhaya babe ndinguwe ngendihlamba ngoku ndiyokhangela a good Bible teaching a church where you're going to belong, where you're going to be discipled kule nkosini, where the Lord is going to use you mightily and transform you into his likeness as he forms Christ in you this morning. Bazalwane maske simvuthi uthethile namhlanje inhlone ndinazo bawo yo
fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Mamela inkubo i Heart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Khoko ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 PM. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart Kongo lwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM okanye ufumane i-podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Hallelujah, Ekseni. Hallelujah, Ayanda. Siyabonga, sibonga babu Lord, babu Nkosi, ama firstborn asezulwini. Azwa ngezwi bayaseluleka. Nesinskathi we take everything easy. Siyadlala ingakho kunje iqiniso. Kepha sizoguqa sithi uNkulunkulu sixolele. Asenza ngakahle ngaphambi kwakho. uNkulunkulu namandla uyavuka kithi Nkosi yami. Ingathi singayenza ukuthi uvuke ngeqiniso phakathi kwemizimba yethu uNkulunkulu namandla. Umoya oyingcwele makasifundise ukuthandaza. Makasifundise ukubekezelela. Makasifundise ukuthanda uNkulunkulu. Lo wasifela igazi lika Jehova libalulekile lidlula wonke amagazi akhona amagazi wefake. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi usiqondise ngabo babu Lot nabo babu Nkosi nabanye engibaziyo nalabo engingabazi. uNkulunkulu uthela umoya ocwebileyo phakathi kwethu sikwazi ngeqiniso sikhonze kunganayinkinga. Sivale izinto eziza ezimbi ngomkhuleko ngoba sithembile uJesu ovukile. Ngathi uJehova ngangena phakathi kwenhliziyo zethu avuke kweqiniso. Singamvusi uNkulunkulu ngefake. Izinto eziyenza esizenzayo azikho right. uNkulunkulu iba nathi, uyasazi ukuthi siyidalwa sakho. Siyancinceza Nkosi sithi sicela uxolo la singayenza ngakahle khona. Ayanda ngathi uNkulunkulu angasigcinela lama firstborn kaJehova ahlala sivuselela ngasonke isikhathi. Sazi ukuthi masikhuleka sithini uNkulunkulu. Sicela uxolo la singenza ngakahle khona. Siyalibabaza izwi lakho sithi wena baba uyingcwele. Uyingcwele uNkulunkulu namandla. Amakherubini namasarafina ayibusisa igama lakho bayakubonga mihla namalanga. Nkosi ingathi nathi masikubonga sazi ukuthi siceleni okufanele kwasiwa uJehova.
Ewe baba.
Ngiyazibongela mampinki. Kwamba nespirit view. Thank you Jesus this morning. Thank you to wake up in
potent
vuka. Siyazibona zonke lezi zinto ukuvuka. Jehova senze kahle emlonyeni yethu. Amen.
Yo. You know, Bazalwane, it's starting to make sense so much. Why Christ would say to the disciples, yes, I'm going back to the Father. Yes, I've commissioned you into ministry. But kawuhlale kancinculinde. Yazi bazalwane lendlela uba sizawufuna uyahamba ngoba ugagu yabona ubugagu, you know, sikhale ngesifuba. Asizuba right. Khona le kholele ingazu ikhona le sam ingazudibana. Iyanjwa ngomoya lendlela bazalwane. And in order for us uba masihambe ngomoya kuzawunyanzeleka into yobana ezenyama sizishiye ngoba kuyashiywa kaThixo. We are like isikhwebu sombona siyaxotyulwa, you know, anyanisi. The real sap is not in the skin, it is in the inside. It's now making a lot of sense. Uthi tata uNkosi namhlanje, when we are called, those who are led by the Spirit, they are called the sons of God. Let me just go back to this. Uthi these children are not born out of natural descent, no human decision, but they are born of God. Ngegazi kunegazi laphalalayo, you know, I'm just understanding so many things. So thank you so much, Mam Shkwambana, sithandwa sezulu. The Lord bless you. Thixo sigcinele wena nawe naba bonke omama bathandaza singayeki ukuthandaza bazalwane. You know, hi, this morning andimathe bantu bakaThixo andiyalwa manje ayiqala ngapi lento. I mean, look at how the Lord is stopping the church in its tracks to say, kani meni man, kudala niyenza le mihlatshelo, kani meni uYesu Kristu lona yena na umamkela nini. Hey, hey. Bazalwane, into engaka. Yo, 46 minutes after 6 is your time. We're starting ngoma bazalwane this morning. Uba kunomuntu bethuna osenamandla othetha, we'll take your call on 012-334-1322. Otherwise, we'll also take your voice notes on 082. As for me and my house, let me please just declare it. Indlela endimathe ngayo ngoku, like, I just want to go into my corner. Ke ndiyocela uxolo kuba really my I don't know, bazalwane, really, something needs to give. Khona man lento, khona man le baking powder ingekhoyo kule, you know, kule dough yethu, ikhona ikeki yethu siyayibona nawo amaqandi nayo ibhathi nayo iswekile, but ayinyuki man, yabo, isibanga fakwe emlilweni dololo ibanga, hey, ayinyuki le keki. Ihleli mntase and kuba nganyusa umlilo instead kutshanga phezulu ingaphakathi liphuma liluhlaza. Hey, hayi bazalwane, ngeke, something needs to happen. Something needs to happen, Lord. We are really just dependent on your workmanship this morning. Nqatyelwe ngamazwi, sicela uxolo mzali, with all our hearts, silungise bawo. That is my biggest prayer this morning. We are deserving, mighty God. We are undeserving, rather, of your mercy. We are unworthy of your mercy. But we are asking you this morning, for the sake of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Sis Margaret, utinu bawo mdasekai.
Good morning, Sis Ayanda and Bingelela. Donke kamene lihle lemfilo uJesu Kristu. Asisayanda ubaba uNkosi asakhuluma. Yazi kuyavuka enhlizweni yami lelizwi lelithi abokugcina bazaba ngobukathi uqaphele ukuthi abokugcina bazaba bokuqala bokuqala babe bokugcina. Yabona le ndlela yensindiso sisayanda. Akusivele ukuhlala nje ubaba uKhumalo asho athi izinto ezenzakalayo ayikuthi izinto ezivela ngaphandle, inkhona khona laphakathi, ngendlela esesikhonza ngayo uNkulunkulu, ngendlela esesimdumisa ngayo, indlela vele nje ebonakalisa ukuthi manje sekuyadlalwa. Sho njalo iBhayibheli uthi uthena uPaula uthi yena kusazoba khona leso sikhathi lapha abantu badlala khona balali bathanda ningane ekwane. Ufanele umfundisi akhulume lokho kukitaza indlebe zabo lokho kujabulisa bona bakungasakhulunyi ilizwi ngoba wakhuluma ilizwi solimaza abanye enkonzweni solimaza labantu laba abanikela kakhulu laba like ama-favorite. Ya uNkulunkulu ngathi angasihawukela ngathi angasisiza sisayanda nathi esisitshela ukuthi siyamkhonza ngokuqiniso nangokomoya yazi simkhonze ngokuqiniso nangokomoya kwamampela sihlale ebukhoneni bakhe sihlale nasemandleni akhe. Ngiyabonga sisayanda imvuselele emnandi kangaka ekuseni ukukhunjuzwa ukukhunjuzwa azi usasho ukuthi yazi kumnandi ukushaywa ngelizwi yazi lisayile ulizwile ulizwile ushayile kwamampela. Ngiyabonga sisayanda nibe nelanga elimnandi.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Usakhona moya encwele this morning, bazalwane. I just want to go through a couple of absolutely mandatory events that must happen. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back to read the word of God together in Jesus' name.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
This morning I just want to thank the Lord. You know, ekumandi bazalwane uthandwa nguThixo who is not afraid. You know, to embarrass you. You know, this morning I felt like the Lord just came into our little, or my, let me say my little party, you know, and he shut the music down and then he told everybody to just go, like, go to gan, pelili party, you know. We love you, Lord. We love you for being this personal with us. We love you, my Father. Ake komyo tiklas funabao askorekisha ngapandle kwako. Akekho futhi umuntu uXhosa asiyamnqula sithanda lento somandla that you ungazihlupa when there's so many other things that you could be doing. Uyazihlupa ngathi somandla. This morning, thank you. Father, I just want to pray this morning. Our hearts are painful, Lord, but we know that godly sorrow, it produces true repentance. So our hearts are painful, and thank you, Lord, for instilling and for planting repentance in our hearts this morning. Bazalwane, here's the word that we are going to close with. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ndisatsho nangoku. The Lord is looking for watchmen, bantu bakaThixo. UThixo ufuna abalindi, gatekeepers and watchmen. Next week we'll read, I think it's 1 Chronicles, where it states the duties of a gatekeeper. Hey! Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 8. Son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not join them in their rebellion. But when Amdasekai, open your mouth and eat what I give you. Glory be to Jesus. I just want to acknowledge also Tatum Luli joining us from Utawide River, Dad, Mpumalanga. Say bon Mpumalanga, Bazalwane. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Siyabonga, Baba. Thank you so much. He sent a wonderful message during the week. Senza kanje ke tata pha ku Let's Praise Him. Ayonkonzo yamntu inkonzo yomntu wonke. UThixo uyathetha simve. You know, so feel free next time to contribute as the Lord leads you. You know, Bazalwane, as we cross over to church, the other day, the Thursday before Friday, yeah, I can't even remember what day it was. Anyway, it was a day of the washing of the feet. So I was in church and it was a new church. It was not my normal, my usual church. So I went to another church and I needed the bathroom. Yes, I needed the bathroom. So I stood, you know, and I went to the stewards at the back. But there wasn't, well, there were stewards, but I went past them. And so when I got outside, the kitchen of that building, it stands right in front of the entrance or exit. So when it's at night and the kitchen is lit, obviously you're going to be drawn to the kitchen. So I went into the kitchen because the light of the kitchen was so bright. And I mean, I'm looking for the bathroom. So at least somebody must know, you know, here in the kitchen with the bathroom. So I didn't hesitate. I went straight to the kitchen. I'm like, hi, guys. Where's the bathroom? And then this lady smiles. There was something about that moment. She smiles and she says, Yazindon, Gandhi, it's right next door. And when she showed me where the bathroom was, that minute, I began to ask myself, why did I not see the bathroom? Because now that I know where the bathroom is, there's no reason why I missed the bathroom. Let me tell you, the reason why I missed the door to the bathroom is because the light of the kitchen was very bright and the door to the bathroom was a little bit hidden. Mazalana, here's the point. The Spirit of the Lord began to minister to me as I walked back to church. Uti, do you see what has just happened now? You see, Mazalana, we will miss this narrow road because the wide road, yakanya, yakazimula, not all that glitters is gold this morning. Not all that glitters is gold. We will miss indlela. You know, to receive the necessary relief that we need. You know, because we are so accustomed to things that are easy, the easy way out, the easy way, the one that shines bright, the one that everybody goes into. Everybody goes into the kitchen because the kitchen and all of that. Nobody really is just going to wake up out of the blue and want to go and chill in the bathroom. Yeah, understand the Barcelona. But and I'm not saying the gospel and the way of God is the, I'm just saying, okuti, between these two doors, there was no reason why I missed this one. The reason why I missed this one is because I'm so used to the light. And I went straight for the light and the big white door, you know, that was opened in the kitchen. This morning. We love you, Bazalwane. O Christu magafuke ntlizweni zethu in Jesus' name.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.